A night sky of bright stars can gleam like diamonds, but now an Australian-led team of astronomers says there is a small planet 4,000 light years away made of diamond. Ashley Hall reports.
For generations, children have sung nursery rhymes comparing stars to diamonds. Now they can sing with some confidence because a team of researchers from Australia, Germany, Italy, the UK and the USA have discovered what they believe is a diamond in the sky. They first detected a pulsar, a very fast spinning neutron star, using data gathered by the CSIRO's radio telescope at Parkes. Then, on closer inspection, they found that pulsar was being orbited by another object, and using a process of calculation and elimination, they determined that object was a small planet made of diamond.
It's certainly true we haven't been to the surface of it and harvested it, and indeed we haven't had any optical observations of it that enable us to see it. So it relies on our understanding of stellar evolution and also the density of the material.
Professor Matthew Bales is the Pro Vice Chancellor of Research at Swinburne University in Melbourne and the leader of the research team.
There's only sort of certain light materials that it could possibly be comprised of. If it was only the lighter ones, it wouldn't fit. If it was the really heavy ones, it would have exploded. And so it has to be this kind of mid-range things. And we're very confident that the structure of these stars is a crystal. And that draws the comparison with diamond.
So the concept of a diamond planet has been fairly much theoretical, hasn't it? Has it now moved from theory to something that we can say with some confidence?
To be fair to my fellow scientists, there have been other reports of planet mass objects with diamond, but they haven't been going around pulsars.
The researchers believe the diamond planet was once a massive star, and most of its matter has been siphoned off towards the neighbouring pulsar.
It's about 4,000 light years away, and I believe it's in the constellation of Serpens, but not being an astrologer or an optical astronomer, that's actually kind of secondary information for us.
Professor Bales says that's too far away to ever consider mining the planet.
If you landed on the surface of this planet to try and harvest it, you'd actually be crushed by the gravity, which is about 25 times stronger than that of the Earth.
Astronomers didn't find the first very fast spinning pulsar until the 1980s, but progress has been quick since then, and Professor Bales believes his latest discovery will open the door to a much better understanding of these small spinning stars.
Ashley Hall.